To other news, in Brazil, the wiretapping of senior officials, including the current and former president, has set off a political firestorm. This outcry is mainly centered on whether it was legal for a judge to release the recordings and why he did that. But Brazilian women heard something else that was deeply troubling in the conversations. Sexism is rampant in the corridors of power, even in a country with a female president. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
Warning, some of the language in this report may be offensive to some listeners. And that's because so much of the male politicians' conversations, when they thought they were speaking in private, were, frankly, raunchy, profane, and sexist. It didn't surprise, though, feminist columnist Jussara Mello. The discourse from both the left and the right of the political spectrum, she says, is one of disrespect for women in Brazil. Before we get into some of the specific examples of those conversations that were wiretapped and then released, let's recap what's been happening in Brazil. The short version is, it's a mess. President Dilma Rousseff is in the process of being impeached. Her predecessor, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, known simply as Lula here, is implicated in a massive corruption scandal at the state oil company. His phone was being tapped as part of that investigation, which is the source of those private discussions that have now been made public. In one of those wiretapped phone calls, Lula is speaking with the ex-human rights minister, and they're discussing making trouble for a prosecutor who's investigating Lula for influence peddling. Lula uses a vulgar slang word for the clitoris to refer to his own party's female supporters. In another conversation, he gleefully recounts how an opposition female politician was called a whore at an anti-government demonstration. The current president's chief of staff, Jacques Wagner, responds, "That's good. That way she'll learn a lesson." Lola Aronovich is a feminist blogger, and she says there's been a lot of discussion by women about the taped calls and what they show. It's an example of the machista culture to have two men discussing a woman this way, she says. In another profanity-laced call, Edward Paes, the mayor of Rio de Janeiro, mocked President Dilma Rousseff herself for her dour demeanor. Columnist Jussara Mello says Rousseff is constantly picked apart for being a woman. Dilma Rousseff made political mistakes? Fine, let's talk about that. Let's not talk about her body type, her social graces, or if she is feminine enough or not, Mello says. Still, in one exchange, Rousseff herself seemed in on the joke. That's her laughing when the former President Lula quipped that his longtime elderly secretary saw a police raid on her house as a gift from God. The insinuation was the secretary should have been happy to have a group of men suddenly appear uninvited in her bedroom. That struck a particularly sour note in this country, which has one of the highest rates of violence against women in the world. Jussara Mello says the sniggering tone of these conversations has real-life implications. Women are less than 10% of the lawmakers in Brazil, she says. We're not allowed a seat at the table, she says. What makes me so sad in this current political crisis, Mello says, is how women here are still viewed and treated. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.